Talk about a parable. Let's do the parable that's found in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. It's the parable of the 10 virgins. Matthew 25, chapter 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while I went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So, it's a great story, you probably agree, but it's also better to have understanding on these things, because God wants us to understand His Word. So let's go back to that first verse. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins that took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So Christ was the one that was telling this story, and he begins by likening the kingdom of heaven to 10 virgins. Now, a virgin is one who has not physically had sexual intercourse. In the spirit realm, which is where God wants us to understand this, we need to have virgin spirit or Holy Spirit in our minds. This is a cleansing process that must take place by first removing the old man and putting on the new man. As it tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, it says to put off the old man that's corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Also, Romans chapter 12 says, Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So both of those show the process that this substance or spirit has gone through within someone's mind. And here we have 10 virgins. 10 people who have begun the process of cleansing their mind of evil. As we have in Matthew 12, where it talks about casting unclean spirits out of a house or a mind. Well, God's Word is symbolized here by the lamp, as we have in Psalm 119, verse 105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. Well, God's Word will guide and prepare us for our marriage to Christ. Christ is the bridegroom, as it tells us in Matthew 9, verse 15, and also in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2, Paul says, I've espoused you. So he wanted you to be a chaste virgin unto Christ. So that gives us the setting for this particular parable. Substance in our mind that has gone through a process to become clean, holy, or virgin is ready to be married to the seeds or the words of Christ. The second verse says, And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Now, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11, it tells us that there are 5 gifts of the ministry. That's what 5 is symbolic of: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. These are the voice gifts that are used by God to present and spread His Word. This verse shows that the virgins, or this clean Holy Spirit substance in people's minds, have voice gifts. They're operating in their minds. Half of them would use these gifts wisely, and half of them would not. The third verse said, They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. In the natural, lamp oil is what keeps the flame burning in a lamp. In the spirit realm, the Word of God keeps burning or continues to grow as long as a person uses it in their lives. The foolish virgins have God's Word, but they're not using it. They're not exercising it within their mind, so they're not preparing it to grow. In verse 4, it said that the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So the wise virgins, on the other hand, exercise God's Word in their mind, in their lives, and it does continue to grow. The fifth verse said that while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now the bridegroom, just like we talked about before, is symbolic of Christ. The admonition here is similar to other places in the New Testament where people are admonished to watch and be prepared for the coming of Christ, as it tells us in Matthew chapter 24. He says, "Watch, therefore." Now the slumbering that's going on shows a sleepy condition just before waking for a new day. Spiritually, this is a sleepy condition from which a person needs to be awakened when a new spiritual day begins to dawn on them. Ephesians chapter 5 and Romans 13 both talk about this, saying, "Awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead." And Romans said, it's high time to awake out of sleep. So God wants us to not be spiritually sleepy, but he wants us to wake up when there is a new thing being presented to us. So in the sixth verse, it said that at midnight there was a cry that was made, "The bridegroom comes, so go out to meet him." Well, just like the alarm clock wakes a person in the morning, the cry comes, it's time to spiritually wake up. It's a new creative day. God wants to create something new in our mind. He wants to create life so that we can move on with God. The seventh verse said, "Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps." The reason for trimming a lamp, it's the same as dressing a lamp in the natural, it's so that it will burn clearly. Exodus chapter 30, verses 7 and 8, actually gives us an example of that the priests were instructed to trim or dress the lamps daily. Trimming the lamps in the spirit realm shows trimming away anything in our mind that would keep us from allowing God's word to shine brightly. Like it says in Matthew chapter 5, Christ told the apostles, "Ye are the light of the world." He also mentioned you don't light a candle and then stick it under the bed or under a bushel, and he said, "Let your light shine." So in our mind, we have God's word, but oftentimes there are different ideas that keep it from shining brightly. God wants us to trim those things back. It's part of the preparation process that allows a person to be able to continue to grow and move on with God. So in verse 8, the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are gone out." Well, remember, they didn't work and prepare what they had. They didn't exercise the lines of thought, the words that God had already given them. So not everyone does prepare and exercise the things that are given to them. The lack of oil shows a person that's been given some things of God with which to work, but hasn't done it, hasn't exercised. Consequently, when it's time to grow more of God in their mind, they're unable. This is because they've not grown enough to be able to receive more, even though this is what God desires of them. So the foolish virgins, or people that have this clean, Holy Spirit in their mind, but didn't really work what God had given them, they say, "Well, give us some of your oil." In other words, it's like saying, "Give me what you've worked and grown in your mind." But this is impossible to do. We must each work within our own mind what God has given us. No one else can work what God has given us for us. So that's the answer that the wise virgins give. In verse 9, the wise answered and said, "Not so, lest there not be enough for us and you, but go yourselves and buy." So the wise person recognizes that they can't do the work for another person. Each person must work out their own salvation, as it tells us in Philippians chapter 2. The only way for a foolish person to be prepared for the bridegroom or to move on with God when he comes in that new creative day to create something new in our minds is to do the necessary work for themselves. So in verse 10, while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage. The door was shut. So the problem is that while they were now, at this late date, preparing their gifts, the bridegroom, or Christ, comes spiritually within someone's mind, speaking deeper words to this other wise virgin, or someone with Holy Spirit in their mind, ready to take them on into a new spiritual day. But in the minds of people that haven't exercised and used what they had, they're not ready to move on, and the door is shut. So verse 11, afterward came also the other virgins saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." So now when they've exercised their gifts and they're ready, they say, "Okay, now we're ready." 12, but he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." Unfortunately, a person cannot expect God to be ready when they think it's time. God provides the information we need to grow in Him. This growth doesn't happen all at once. It's here a little and there a little, as it tells us in Isaiah chapter 28. When something is given to a person, it is to be exercised and worked so that it can be built upon and grown. If it's not exercised and worked, then Christ can't know that person in that new spiritual creative day. As it tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Well, Christ wants to be able to have this spiritual relationship with us, but we must prepare in order to do it. So the foolish virgins did not do that preparation, so they must wait until the bridegroom comes to them in the day that they are prepared for. So verse 13 wound up this parable by saying, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." So that's the final admonition, to watch, to be prepared, and to work the things that God gives us when He gives it to us, in order to be ready when it's time for the bridegroom to come so that we can move on into a new or deeper creative day. Well, now there's another parable that's very interesting too. It's called the New Patch and the New Wine. It's two different parables actually, and we'll look at this, the first one in Matthew chapter 9 verse 16. "No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh away from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Verse 17, neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved." So this is quite an interesting story. Let's look at the one with the piece of garment first. If you've ever had a pair of blue jeans that have gotten nice and worn, and they're so comfortable, very soft, and they're just almost threadbare, and then you get a rip in them. Now, if you take brand new jean material and you try to patch that, the new material that you're patching it with is much stronger than the old material, and it ends up pulling away from the material that's there. So this shows us, spiritually, that a person can't incorporate New Testament teachings, which is a new patch, New Testament teachings in the depth of spirit that Jesus brought, and still try to keep their old way of thinking, or their old garment, and expect this mixture to work. When God places new doctrine in our mind, He expects us to examine what we used to believe, and if it just doesn't fit, if it doesn't match up, He expects us to discard that like we would an old piece of clothing. So the next verse said, "Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, the bottles break, the wine runneth out, the bottles perish." He says you put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Now back in the old days, they would put new wine into wine skins, and it would begin to ferment. Now, if the bottle was old, it would just break instead of allowing some give, some room for expansion. So the admonition is to put it in a new bag, a new wine bottle. Similarly to the other verse, this is when someone tries to mix new spirit, deeper spirit that God is giving us, with the old depth of spirit that we had previously. A person's mind must first be made new or virgin in order for the Holy Spirit to be preserved and kept. Now Luke in chapter 5 words this almost the same way, but he adds a verse. In Luke chapter 5 verse 39 he says, "No man having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he saith the old is better." And that shows us that it's not always easy to move on with God. Evil always makes it seem easier to stay where one is in order to stop them from growing deeper in God.